From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. John Archibald is best known as a journalist and columnist for AL.com. Now he's adding another title to his resume, playwright. He took themes from his columns, conversations from his reporting, and notes from his family and turned them into a play called Pink Clouds. It's described as part absurdist comedy and part prison tragedy. In one scene, a mother reacts to her son's botched execution.
He's alive? Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's alive? He's alive! They can't do no more, right?
The full production opens this Saturday as part of the Human Rights New Works Festival at Red Mountain Theater. The Gulf States Newsroom's Taylor Washington spoke with Archibald about bringing his ideas to the stage.
So, John, the play grew out of your Nieman Foundation Fellowship at Harvard. Could you talk more about how the play was developed?
When I was on my fellowship, I really wanted to learn how to write screenplays, right? So I tried to get into a screenwriting class, and there wasn't any room. And the professor said, well, hey, I teach this playwriting class. Why don't you come to it? So I was like, playwriting? Okay. And I took it, and I just absolutely loved it, and took another one. And it was, just so appealing because you could take all these experiences from the real world and put them in this dramatic form that in this day and age, it seems like so much more convincing to people than writing. You know, I write columns for a living, you know, and people immediately decide whether they're going to love you or hate you when they do that. But this medium of playwriting just seemed to open people up, and you could kind of reach them in ways that I didn't have before.
So what is Pink Clouds about?
Oh, my. Well, when people ask me what the play's about, I say death. It includes all my favorite topics, you know, execution, abortion, chemical endangerment, personal failings, all sorts of related darkness. But I hope that there's also humor and that there's, reason to feel and to think about the world around us.
This play has very close ties to home. Could you talk about how Alabama's Alabama-ness inspired the play?
Yeah, and it is inspired. It's fiction, but it's inspired by a lot of my experiences and a lot of the things that I have loved and loathed over the course of my time here. From the natural sort of beauty of it to the social, the good and bad things about life in the South, but also just sort of this very difficult time, you know, rationalizing sort of the hypocrisy of not just Alabama, but the South, in which we talk about life, but we don't talk about quality of life. We talk about being a pro-life state, but we kill people on the reg, you know, and from my experience, when we used to have the electric chair, there's a lot of, very, very complicated issues associated with some of these things. And, you know, we tend to choose sides and we don't always look at the complexity, the sheer complexity of the whole thing. And so it's all baked in that big old squash casserole of whatever it is of Alabama. And it's both beautiful and it's really sad and it's home.
The first version of the play was performed at Harvard. How does it feel to bring the play back home where the story is set?
Oh, it means a lot. And just, I'm not yet calling myself a playwright, I'll tell you that. But it's kind of a rush to see that that something's happening with it.
Well, John, thanks so much for talking to me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was columnist and playwright John Archibald. He spoke with the Gulf States Newsroom's Taylor Washington. His play, Pink Clouds, opens this Saturday as part of the Human Rights New Works Festival at Red Mountain Theater. Red Mountain Theater is a program sponsor of WBHM, but our news and business departments operate independently.